matter of fact that it was going to be on television that long, I knew I saw the cameras that and I knew it.
Let's see how you start off, and my answer to go yes and no, because I don't know.
Well, okay, now what I want to do is, I was told that even though you weren't in the area, perhaps you could tell me a little bit about the people. Okay, there was the whole idea behind the Vinegar Hill Project was that urban renewal was to take place, and through this urban renewal, blacks were relocated and taken away from the areas that they had originally lived in, and the businesses also were uprooted, and many did not go back again, you know, to their businesses. I was told in some instances this may have been because the businesses had, in a sense, played out, or, you know. Like I said, in the project, what we're trying to do is do a sort of oral history of Vinegar Hill. We've talked to Mr. Ferguson, we've talked with the Jackson family, we've talked with Mr. Tom Inge, and I'd just like to talk to you and find out what you've heard about it, what you could say about it, if you know anything about how it hurt people religiously or educationally, the move, if it helped or hurt, or from what you've heard or know.
Well, number one, I can almost ditto some of the things that were said. Mm-hmm. But now, what I was told when I first came to Charlottesville in 68, mm-hmm. I found Vinegar Hill empty. Just space, mm-hmm. land space, not even, the only thing was on that, on the sign that read was urban renewal. And not even the American or Fidelity Bank that's there now, Commonwealth Building, or anything there mm-hmm. on Vinegar Hill. Houses had been cleaned off. Some of my members from Ebenezer talked with me, and there have been mixed reports. Some of the houses on Vinegar Hill, I understand, were very, very good standard houses. Some of them weren't. They were infested with rats. The houses, the owners, violated every code in the book as far as how they looked and the upkeep. Some of them were beyond repair. A little street that ran through there was called William Street. I have seen some of the pictures since I am the chairman of the Housing Authority now. I've seen some of those pictures of some of those houses, and some of them look very good. Naturally, I'm assuming that the pictures that they took the worst ones mm-hmm. to justify their mm-hmm. deal. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that these people were told that these houses would be torn down, and in order to build the type of housing, public housing in there, they would have to have the whole area. Therefore, the majority of them living in substandard houses mm-hmm. agreed to it, and so, and they went various places waiting to wait for the this new public housing that would be built back on Vinegar Hill. Instead of that, well, first of all, what happened to the other people? The ones who were in pretty good houses, naturally they went to, they were offered more money, of course, mm-hmm. for their houses, but not enough to buy another house. I remember very well one of my members who, in her 80s, had to move back. And she told me, that was just a Lucy Wiggins, she had a lovely home. Mm-hmm. When she died, about 4 years ago, she was still paying a mortgage on the house that she built in another section. So where people like that who got some money but not enough to get the type of house that they really wanted. A lot of these people bought their homes when they were much younger, and a lot of them in their 60s and 70s couldn't afford, so they were trapped. Instead of building back on Vinegar Hill, as it was told to them, they went over and built over on Hardy Drive, put up so many units over there, and baited the people in, said, now you can go into these houses and you can rent according to your income. And a lot of the people fell for that, and now they're locked in. So they never did build anything on back on Vinegar Hill, and part of that property is vacant now. It certainly affected the people's attitudes toward anything that the city will try to do. Each meeting we get into about some plans, same thing happened to Star Hill, some plans, what we're going to do, they say, it's going to be just like Vinegar Hill. You took our houses from us, especially the older people, and we ended up over in the project, and that's where some of them are, and some of them will die. That's what they did. I understand that they had businesses. That was the end of the business. They had barbershops, shoe shops, all type of business, restaurants. We don't have a black restaurant here other than that one up on West Main Street. I don't know the name of it just now. But anyway, that's the only black restaurant we have up until recently. I understand a place called Charlie's is down on Water Street. And that's it. That's it. Those people didn't have the money to build the type of restaurant that they were calling for, that the city was calling for, and so therefore they lost the business. And a lot of those people were, some of them were elderly people, and they couldn't afford to build a restaurant that would meet the city code. They were affected educationally, and they're still suffering from that stigma. In the high schools, when the students find out that you're from Hardy Drive, you looked down upon. You're from Hardy Drive. You go get a job, you're from Hardy Drive, the man, the employer has a tendency to be a little slow to hire you. So even in the church, you find even some of the blacks, well, you know this person is from Hardy Drive. So it's still carried that stigma. It has affected them educationally, economically, and socially. They have been affected. And it's very unfortunate, and many of them, I said, are suffering from that stigma now. That's what the city did. And it would be something long to be remembered in Charlottesville. Now, they tried to compromise, possibly somewhat, by offering a project on Star Hill, which is still a part of Vinegar Hill, per se. They pulled them from their church, because Zion Union went down on Preston Avenue and built, and some of the churches there, I think one or two closed and never opened. Members have joined other churches, and of course now the area is zoned for business. The bank is there, Fidelity, called the Commonwealth Building. That Lane High School, Old Lane High School, is going to become the county building, building under the other part, we are talking about, the city is talking about to put in hotel with a conference center mm-hmm. on Benefield.
Yeah, I heard something about that on the news.
Yeah, so that's still in the making. Mm-hmm. We put in another home for the elderly on part of on the old Midway ground, which is still a part of Benefield Hill. And that seems to be just about the press of it. Mm-hmm. Vinegar Hill.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, I saw the pictures of it, showing the various pictures where the people live and what have you. Naturally, pictures can be
deceiving.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, is there? You said you saw these pictures, and they only showed maybe the better areas or the.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see one. That they said, well, here's a house that really shouldn't have gone down. However, the director, Gene Arrington, expressed these. Now, there, naturally, there were some houses which were good houses.
Mm-hmm.
We had to pay for those. We paid for those. We gave them what the value called for. And they accepted that. Well, just like anything else, if they know that. I have a chance. Some of them did have enough to buy. They showed where they were living in the house they bought. So here is the shack that we're living in. Here's the house they bought.
Mm-hmm.
They showed, I remember, Karen Mickey's house. And this is Karen Mickey. And I have been in Karen Mickey's house. This is another section. This is a garret. I've been in that house. That was an excellent home.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get the type of land and the type of houses that needed the whole area to develop it naturally, to develop, you're going to put in a housing unit or units, you're going to need the whole area. So some of them got very well in the sale of their homes. Others didn't. As a whole, they did very well in selling their homes on Benefield Hill.
As far as the businesses were concerned, were there any pictures of the business area?
Pardon?
Were there any pictures of the business area?
No. I didn't see any. Now, they were supposed to have had a picture of the whole of everything. I didn't see all of the area.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, naturally, as I went, as the director, or the deputy director, went through, he said to me, he showed me various things. Now that I didn't take time to go through the book, naturally, he would show me that this was a house, look at this house, and look at the house you bought.
Mm-hmm.
See, and to show that I didn't ask him, well, how much did you pay for this house and how much was the balance?
Mm-hmm.
So you take a person who is in their 60s and have to go back in debt in buying a house. Those people bought those houses in the Depression, directly after the Depression, and they worked hard. And naturally, they didn't have the money to keep the house up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. Probably, possibly, some of them became rental property, but you can rest assured it just going down. So, and at that time, too, come think about it, I understand as they were tearing down the houses on Benefield Hill, the whites were gradually moving off of Ridge Street. Some of those blacks went in and bought those great big houses, and they're caught with them now
mm-hmm.
on Ridge Street, which you can't even, it takes all your income to heat them. Great big rooms, ceiling, twice as high as the average ceiling mm-hmm. is now. And it's going to cost them a fortune to do some remodeling. And Ridge Street there is almost becoming as Benefield Hill was. So they hold, some of the city authorities hold that tearing down Benefield Hill was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a terrible sight to the city.
Mm-hmm.
some of the blacks on them. And I said, you have really missed the saint. You didn't see Vinegar Hill before it was torn down. But all of them admit that there were some good homes in there. And of course, the deputy director has stated to me that we gave everybody his fair share of his house.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of that might be helpful to me?
Well, let me see. I think that is all.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor's office relocated. Dr. Garrett stayed where he was.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed on the low end of West Main,
mm-hmm.
almost next to the Trevi bus station,
mm-hmm.
until he died. And he didn't move, but the rest of them are relocated.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them didn't. They just moved out of the city altogether. Some of them moved temporarily, waiting to return to the hill. And at this present time, they're still waiting. They don't plan for a housing project. But
what reason did they give for that, the city?
The city got some people to come in and study the city to figure out how they can improve. And they felt that part of West Main Street, Vinegar Hill, was a terrible sore for people coming in. They had to go by that or almost through it in order to get downtown. And they felt that each time a city, when the city makes a survey, see what projects that the city can take on and make some improvements, they list them as priorities. What's the worst area? And naturally, when they say the worst area, that hit the black community. And Vinegar Hill was the worst area. And they zeroed in on Vinegar Hill. As I said, they told the people, now why they changed, I don't know, that Vinegar Hill would be replaced with houses and first class condition. And the father decided that this is not not enough space here for us to put, I think, 90 some units to take in all of the people. So we'll buy this area over on Hardy Drive. I understand there were little shacks over on Hardy Drive. All those were cleaned off. I said, let's clean it off and we will put enough units in here to take care of just about everybody left on Vinegar Hill and on Hardy Drive. That's what they did. Naturally, some of the blacks felt for that and moved in. And there were other blacks got their own home.
Mm-hmm.
Was a rough situation. Well, it really was a rough situation. As I say, we have some people who are still angry about it. Every time you meet in a meeting, we just met not too long ago, and talking about some houses, projects, and that was brought up. I haven't been in a meeting yet, and then I've been here not brought up.
Are these basically blacks or whites who are still upset with this?
Blacks. Yes, sir. Upset about it. They just don't like it. Any circumstances. So, that's how it works out.
Well, on that note, I thank you.